Okay. I'll just keep on going, and then if we could, hopefully we can come back and hear Bob in his own words. Okay. Let's see where we're at here. All right. Basically, he talks about the need to fight for ousting these judges. He talks about what will happen if we continue to allow same-sex marriage in the state of Iowa. He talks about if that happens, then others will lose their freedoms. All these horrible things will happen to our state, and that's why I call it the slippery slope theory.
Do you have this on flash drive?
No. Why? No. Of course not.
There's other issues in other rooms with Macs.
Oh, okay.
Is this something that you just need to? Can you Google it and show the video?
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, down in the bottom corner. Oh.
Yeah. See, it's embedded. It's embedded in the presentation. Yeah. All right. No, I don't. Yeah. We'll come back to it. Okay, so most importantly, we need to remember that the right wing is just wrong. Like, they're just wrong. It's been 4 years since all Iowans have had the freedom to marry. And what has happened? Gay people got married. Yeah, that's it. More Iowans have rights, none have less. This is somewhat comical, but like, this is one of my favorite graphics. What will happen if gay marriage is legalized? Gay people will get married. A third world war will break out? No, it won't. Plagues, locusts, frogs. Have we been hit with any plagues in the last few years? No. Drought, I guess. Yeah, sorry. Schools will begin teaching kids how to have gay sex. Has this happened? No. Okay. Yeah. Let me go back. All right, we're going to go back and try this real quick. Here, it's just not. See, and it's showing that. I don't know why. Yeah, I think so.
Have you set up your sound to go through your auxiliary rather than your computer?
Of course. No, I haven't.
Where's your volume up and down?
Right here. See, and it's showing that little thing.
It's showing that it's muted.
I think I might know, because when I set up the audio for this, I had the port for the projector, but I think I need to do it out of my speakers. So let me try that.
Okay.
All right, we're going to try this real quick here. Hang on. Oh, you talk amongst yourselves. I'm just going to... I think I... Yeah.
Leave me alone. This is Scott. I'm in there right now.
Which?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
I have a Mac, so.
All right. Bye-bye.
Go to the absolute projector you need audio.
That's what it was on. Yeah, I'm going to try it on this. Yeah. Thank you. You guys are so smart. Before I close it, try it.
Before you close that window, try it
to make sure
that
was wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you hold
it?
This woman right here
will
have
a
thing.
Is it what?
It's just coming through your speakers.
Okay. Let me go back. Now that it's not Yeah, now that it's not muted, you know?
Right. Yeah, give it a try.
Okay.
It automatically mutes.
Does it?
Go back to your audio. Oh, I heard a click.
Did something just happen?
I heard a click. Okay, now, yeah, get out of that.
I was going to say, it's muting it when it's not on the built-in speaker.
Go to headphones.
The headphones.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
Now try it.
On November 2.
All right, thanks. Got it. Thank you. All right. We're back in business. Okay.
This is progress.
Exactly. Incremental progress here. Okay. So this is Bob Vanderplatz in his own words.
Greetings from the studios of WHO Radio. I'm Bob Vanderplatz, and I wish I could be in attendance with you tonight. However, because of prior commitments where I'm out of state, I'm actually in Dallas, Texas, I wanted to come to you by video because we have an important election coming up on November 2 where I really need you, everyone in attendance, to take ownership of this issue. All of us know that on April 3, 2009, we had a Supreme Court rule that we would have same-sex marriage in the state of Iowa. In doing so, by declaring Iowa a same-sex marriage state, they legislated from the bench. By saying all 99 counties would follow suit, they executed from the bench. By saying they're going to hold up Iowa's constitution to an evolving standard, they even attempted to amend our constitution from the bench. Let me be clear. Supreme courts don't get to make law, they don't get to govern law, and they do not get to amend our constitution from the bench. We, the people, need to hold them in check. Now, I'm speaking to very like-minded people who understand biblical truth. They understand the law of nature and the law of nature's God. Marriage is reserved for one man, one woman, period. The scriptures say that God created them male and...
Apparently we've heard enough.
He broke the internet, I guess. You can at least hear it.
Scripture saying that God created them male and female. And whatever he put together, let no man, let no court, let no one separate. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to stand up on November.
Is he kissing us? I think that's the shot you guys need.
And we need to defend our freedom by voting no on the three Supreme Court justices on the ballot. Stand up for freedom.
Yeah. Just be patient.
Yeah. Vote no against Turnus. Vote no against Strike. Vote no against Baker. The three Supreme Court justices that are up, make it unanimous. Because, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you what's at stake. If they,
this is what you need to listen to. Of course. Yeah.
I think this is really cool stuff. See, it's real personality. The face behind
the mask. Jim, what time is it? How are we doing on time?
Sour.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. I guess it's 11:45, and lunch is at noon? Noon, okay. So we're going to move forward, because I want to get through all of this. So if you signed up for emails, or if you signed up for this, I will make it'll also be, I can send it out. It'll also be available on our website, too, so you can see all these videos. What's that? All right, yeah, I can put it on my Facebook page, too. So, most importantly, he was about to say what's at stake is, and then all of the things that, yeah, not quite, but yes. So all of the things that the right claims would happen if we have equality. And they've been using these arguments for all of those long list. If we allow women to have the vote, if we allow interracial marriage, if we have... if we end segregation, if we end slavery, these arguments have been going on for hundreds of years. It's very similar arguments that they're making, and they're just wrong. So now this was going to be the right wing in their own words. Thankfully, I put the quotes so we can maybe skip the video. But last week, Chuck Hurley, the vice president of the Family Leader, said at a press conference that this Papa Bear is here to say regarding the governor's conference, where you are all sitting, stop coming after my kids and other people's kids with evil propaganda. So this is their opinion, that anything that promotes progress... What's that?
When he says Papa Bear, I just take it totally wrong.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know what he means. I don't know what he means by that. So...
Is there like brother and sister around here?
Yeah. And then this is just the straight video of the press conference, so maybe we can hear it. We'll see. Doesn't look like these videos are going to work, so we can just move on. But that was his direct quote. A couple years ago, Chuck Hurley, when Zach, everyone know who Zach Walls is?
Yeah,
okay.
Yes.
When Zach Walls gave his speech in the Iowa Senate, after that, he started speaking at different colleges. And I think this is a news clip, but I believe it was at Wartburg College. So Chuck Hurley was responding to that, and he said, any community that embraces behavior that is ultimately personally harmful and societally harmful is doing a disservice to our civilization. That was his response to the university, or the college, letting Zach Walls speak, because it was promoting what they call personally harmful behavior, societally harmful behavior. So calling things evil, personally harmful, societally harmful. There's a website called thinkprogress.org. They compiled a video of some of Bob Vanderplatz's worst moments, which I was looking forward to showing. But in this video, he compares homosexuality to smoking, as in that's the dangerous impact of it. He went on a tour during his governor's race and then for the judicial retention elections, where he laughed at a horribly inappropriate joke, and then that moment took off as well. he encouraged this divisive pledge for national candidates, which they go into a little bit in the clip. But the candidate vow includes, fewer restrictions on divorce, the rejection of Sharia Islam, just this whole litany of somewhat bizarre and extreme statements, and only a few candidates in the Republican presidential caucus signed this, but they did, and Rick Santorum, who was the eventual caucus winner, was one of the first, maybe even the first, to sign that pledge. This is the. We'll see if we can get some of this.
Whose website recently featured a link comparing the secondhand effects of same-sex marriage to the secondhand effects of smoking.
This is a risky lifestyle, health risk lifestyle. And if we're teaching the kids, don't smoke, because that's a risky health style. The same can be true too with the homosexual lifestyle.
All right. All right, we're gonna move on from that. Yep, sorry, we gotta keep moving here. So, and a couple other things I wanted to mention. I was at the Family Leaders Summit in August, just to hear what they had to say, to send out live tweets and comments about this. They had a speaker, Dr. Lawrence White, about speaking about choice. If a candidate is pro-choice, vote against them, even if running against, quote, the devil himself, unquote. This doctor compared Nazi Germany to modern-day American culture of perversion and death. Vanderplatz, in the effort to overturn marriage equality, quote, we need you to be biblical, unquote. Another talk show radio host, our friend Steve, said that there is a reason the child killers are on the side of the homosexual lobby. WHO radio host Jan Michelson, I don't think the mark of the beast will be a 666. I think it will be a rainbow, which we mentioned earlier. Another speaker, Sam Clovis, said, this gay marriage thing will lead to an erosion of all our rights. I think we found that not to be true. And then at that conference, Vanderplatz announced the no on Wiggins campaign and that he would serve as the state chair. There are other comments. Those are just a few that I wanted to highlight. I don't think we'll have time to do this, but there's audio of this. We publish audio of this. Jan Michelson on WHO radio asked when the nuns on the bus, remember the nuns on the bus? Okay. In the summer, the nuns on the bus promoted a faithful budget in response to Paul Ryan's budget, which he's put back out again this year, which cuts Medicare, cuts a whole variety of social safety net programs for the poor. So these nuns, acting in agreement with the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops that said that Paul Ryan's budget failed a basic moral test, they campaigned against that budget and for what they call a faithful budget. Jan Michelson had Congressman Latham on his radio show and asked him, and making what I'm sure was a joke, but a horribly inappropriate one, and asked him if he could pull the bus over and pistol whip the nuns. And they both had a really nice chuckle at that. So those are some of the language that they use. One example from Fox News from this Sunday. President Obama attended an Easter service with a pastor and who gave a somewhat left or liberal, I guess, sermon. It's, what's his name? Louis Leon. So they compared him to Reverend Wright, who was very controversial during the 2008 election, called it another Obama pastor problem. But they failed to mention that George Bush is a personal friend of the same pastor and that this same pastor gave the invocation at George W. Bush's second inauguration. So they twist the facts. This is an important one, I think. Jan Michelson and Bob Vanderplatz discussing the Q of the LGBTQ before last year's governor's conference. So you can just read this for yourself. I know, yeah. So that's what we're dealing with. Mind your P's and Q's. Where are you going to pee? Not where the Q's are. It sounds to me like language that someone in elementary school would use. So, is anyone afraid of the big bad right wing? Let's talk about Bob Vanderplaat's influence. In February of this year, there was a public policy polling poll that showed that Bob Vanderplaat has an unfavorable rating of 42% to 22% favorable. So his influence is diminishing. The extreme right still courts him and the family leader. 16 legislators last week during that press conference joined in criticizing this conference and said that they would vote to stop funding the Des Moines Area Community College for giving some money for some, I believe, for some students to attend. So he still has some influence, but it's getting further and further marginalized on the extreme right. Fox News is well known as propaganda. You look at the percentage of people who say that Fox is the most trusted outlet and the least trusted outlet. It's no surprise that Fox is number one on both, because the far right thinks that that everything they say is absolutely true. And most of everybody else, almost 40%, say that Fox is the least trusted outlet among all these, including Comedy Central. So, what can we do? The bullies, whether it's people who encourage bullying or use that language in our public sphere or in our classrooms or wherever else, they are losing influence, and we need to keep it that way. You need to double check everything that you hear, and I say including this presentation. So go look for the answers yourself. Stay informed. Our website, progressiowa.org, thinkprogress.org, mediamatters.org, and then the Southern Poverty Law Center's website are all terrific resources. And the great thing that I like about these is that all these videos, most of them come from these websites, but they post them in their own words. There's no question about what these folks are saying. It's not like it's taken out of context. It's not some sort of twisted around agenda. It's just literally video and audio of them saying what they believe. And that is in itself the best attack, is just showing these quotes for who they really are, or for what they really are. Also, we can fight back. We can write letters to the editor when your local paper gives credibility to this type of bullying language. Like, I don't know what it will take for people to stop. I would have loved it if the press conference last week, if no one would have covered it, because why are we listening to these people? The real reason why I think that it got so much coverage is that there were 16 legislators there. So you can contact your elected leaders who align themselves with the extreme right, and you can inform your friends and family. Once you have this information, we are the best spokespeople by far. There's tons of research to back this up. If I talk to my brother and sister about this, my friends, my family about this, that's going to be the most credible thing, because they know me. They know you. So talk to your friends. Talk to your family. If you hear them repeating some of the things that you've heard here today, or some of the things that you might hear on the radio or news later on, or from Bob Vanderplaat's later on, push back. Don't let them just repeat it. Challenge them on it. So, lastly, who's afraid of the big bad right wing? No one should be. That's the answer. No one should be. No one needs to be. Does anyone know what time it is? Got 5 more minutes? Okay. So, this video talks. This is something that we did last fall. Hopefully, it will work. It's called Justice Nice. As a warning, it has like a curse word at the very beginning, but it gets by that very quickly. But it talks a lot about the great progressive equal rights history of our state. So hopefully it will work. If not, we'll go to lunch.
So here's the thing about politics in the courtroom. It's a shitty idea.
That's it.
I love politicians. I love it when they can't solve the simplest problems. I love it when they tweet pictures of their man part. And I especially love it when they come into Iowa and tell us they kicked out of Supreme Court justices just so they can make a name for themselves. No, really, it's awesome. They're trying to tell us that allowing same-sex marriage was a political decision. That tells you they know as much about the Iowa Constitution as I know about Star Trek. Here's the thing about our Constitution. It kicks ass.
Our Constitution said...
Nope. Dang it. It'll work. So that little gray, light gray bar. Right. While we're waiting, we can hand out these evaluations. And thank you all for being here today. And sorry for the technical difficulties. This will be on progressiowa.org. It will be on the Progress Iowa Facebook page this afternoon. So I encourage you to look at this and watch all these videos. I mean, this is their own words. I read you some of the quotes, but I think it's more powerful when you hear it yourself directly from them.
And the gray bar gets commentary about that arrow. You should be good.
Okay, all right.